Let's talk some women's basketball and more. He's the head coach. He's been in the news recently. Some serious activity surrounding the program. With that, we welcome in Kelly Graves. Coach Graves, how are you?
Steve, I'm doing good. We don't usually talk women's basketball mid-June, do we?
Well, we do now.
Yeah, well, with good reason, for sure, no doubt.
Yeah, a lot has been made of this class. Ruthie Hebert, West Valley High in Alaska, just named to the USA under-18 team, to be traveling to Chile. But in 2012-2013, you were an assistant on Team USA, very successful both years. Well, what kind of an experience was that for you to represent the country in that kind of an international competition?
You know, it's incredible. It really is. It's real pressure because, you know, the USA doesn't lose in basketball, especially on the women's side. And you remember in 88 when our men lost in the Olympics, we had to fix it in a hurry. In 92, hey, we're going to have the dream team. We're going to have the pros and reestablish ourselves. So there's real pressure. But I'm telling you what, it was an amazing experience both summers. And I was fortunate to coach some great players, Brianna Stewart, Mariah Jefferson, you know, some amazing talent. But just to travel the country, represent the red, white, and blue, and, you know, people look up to America so much in the basketball world, it was like traveling with rock stars. And so Ruthie's going to experience the same thing.
Now, she seems to have, I guess from some video I saw, what I've read, what you call her game, maybe diverse. What kind of skill set do you see in her?
Well, the great thing about her, she's got tremendous upside. She, skill-wise, is going to continue to get better and better and better. But, Steve, she's really long and super athletic. I mean, she's flirting with dunking the basketball. In fact, I think she has on a few occasions, not in the game, but she has that ability. You know, attacks the basket well. She's still working on her perimeter game. But defensively, you know, she's just a terror. 6'4", long arms, super athletic, really gifted on the boards. So if we can, you know, really hone those skills, I think we've got something really, really special.
Now, I want to do a quick rewind. You guys were in the hunt for the NCAA tournament. Then, of course, Jillian tore up her knee. And then you guys turn it on and make a run to the NIT semis. What kind of a jolt was that for you, your staff, and players to finish on such a high note like that?
Well, I was really proud of them. I mean, it was tough. You know, we had to get ourselves up off the ground after those injuries, because they rock you any time, but especially that late in the season. And quite frankly, we kind of reinvented ourselves. We went from having an elite post player to really spreading the floor and really just focused on a lot of three-point shooting and shot it really well in that tournament. And kids played with a lot of heart. I'll tell you, they deserve so much credit for you know, not packing it in or feeling sorry for themselves. They got themselves back up, played really hard, well. Bando went just nuts, and Cazorla continued to be just have a phenomenal year and was really great in the tournament. So it was a nice run, and hopefully we can use that to springboard into, you know, obviously something much bigger this year.
You know, the article yesterday by Austin Meek, so I guess you and your staff felt this incoming class was great and maybe cemented. Then over coffee on Sunday, you discovered one of the nation's elites, Sabrina Ionescu, wanted to be a Duck. What was that process like? Maybe a nice Father's Day surprise?
Well, listen, I know your show ends at about 6 o'clock, buddy. We don't have enough time to chronicle the entire adventure, but, you know, she obviously is a very gifted player, the National Player of the Year by USA Today and Max Preps and a McDonald's All-American Game MVP. I mean, she is a very heralded player and deservedly so. But we set our sights on her very, very early, you know, West Coast gal from the Bay Area, and worked our butt off. I didn't miss a game of hers last summer. Mark Campbell didn't miss a game of hers for like 3 years in the summer. And, you know, we knew she was going to be the key to the class. And, you know, I felt we were the front runner the entire time, but she had every school in the nation recruit her and offer her. And but we hung in there, and new suitors kind of came and went, and new challengers. But in the end, she did what she said she was going to do. she was just going to show up at the school that she wanted to go to. She literally did that. I mean, she had done the proper paperwork beforehand, but no question, Steve, she literally showed up. I had no clue. I was hoping and hoping it was the last day she could have to get into school for Monday, summer school, and she did it. So it was a long journey, but well worth it, and now we start on the next phase.
That's just fantastic.
I mean, it's and she said in all these articles all over, that's what she would just be happy doing, and she did it. So she's a woman of her word.
I guess so. It's nice to know. We continue with Oregon basketball coach Kelly Graves with so much being made of this new incoming class. You mentioned already how she played in the tournament, Maite Cazorla, who was only a freshman. So, yep. I mean, that's got to be really exciting to consider a point guard of her caliber with all these new weapons coming in.
No doubt, no doubt. And, you know, point guards are even better when they have better players to throw to. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, that people got to remember, my techs have blown up. I mean, it's been incredible what, you know, the lot of the local people and coaches across the nation, you know, congratulating us. But the reality is, Steve, we're still going to be very, very young. And youth, you know, they make mistakes and they got to grow, but the potential of this team is phenomenal. And we hope to now build on this class with, you know, in the future. But this was the group from the day we got hired 2 years ago. We set our sights on this class. This was going to be the group that would define the program. And it really has come about. So now we, you know, proof is in the pudding. Now we got to work. We got to get better. They got to play together and grow together. And I really do feel like this is a team that's going to challenge nationally at some point.
Now, I read about another one of the blue chippers in particular from Torrey Pines High in San Diego,
yeah.
Sierra Camposano, who's not only a great player, but I saw all-conference academic, 6'3". Safe to say another one who's kind of the whole package skill set-wise?
We call her a little hashtag bucket. she can score. I mean, inside, outside, she's 6'3", runs the floor, and an incredible motor. I think, you know, she's ranked the top 20 player in the nation, but I think hands down is the best power forward in the country offensively. You know, people are going to love her. And like you said, a great student, but plays with so much passion and personality. And just an incredible skill set. So right now she's hobbling with a little injury. We shut her down for a good portion of the summer. And most of it's, her doctor said, because she plays too much. I mean, a kid's a gym rat. And her body just needs to rest. It, you know, that's what it's telling her. So, yeah, you're going to love her, no doubt.
I saw yesterday on Twitter you had a Mariota jersey at your hoop camp. So for the summer, as far as you and the program, do you have more stuff like this planned? Do you actually take some downtime? Well, what are you up to between now and, I guess, the opening of camp in early October?
Well, this week we've had camp. So we have almost 500 girls on campus for camp, and yesterday was jersey day. So I brought two jerseys with me. I either had Peyton Manning's or Marcus Mariota, and I asked people which one they would prefer. They went with Mariota, so there you go. So we're doing a lot of that. My assistant coach, one of them, Mark Campbell's heading to the World Championships in Spain, so he's going to get an early jump on the recruiting. But we have this, and then we do a lot of recruiting in July, and then we'll come back in August, and the team will prep for 10 days, and then we're heading to Spain. So with 7 new freshmen and 2 transfers who sat out last year, we've got 9 new players. And so the valuable time, you know, just worked out that this was the year we were scheduled to take a trip. So it couldn't have worked out better. We'll play 4 games over in Spain and the Netherlands, and we'll have a lot of practice time with us. So it's going to be a busy summer, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Final thought outside of Duck Hoops. I know you follow the whole a gamut of sports, and what we just witnessed with the first ever title for the Cleveland franchise. And you think about, you followed these sports for a long time, that city, what LeBron did those final three games. How historic of a performance did we just witness?
It was incredible, and you know how I feel about LeBron James. I'm one of those guys who feels he's even better than MJ, and I get a lot of heat for it, but he's incredible. I was really happy for him. And, you know, for all these people who think that the pros only play for the money, to see those grown men cry after and how much heart and soul they put into that thing, I thought was very inspirational. And I think that's great. I didn't get a chance to see the parade today, did you?
Well, it was just, it was enormous. There was a million people there. You had just, you know, Jim Brown was there. It just went on and on. It might still be going on. You might not be too late.
Oh, seriously? Okay, well, I'm sure I'll catch the highlights anyway. But I was just really happy for him. And I like Golden State. I love how they play. And I love those guys, too. But it was something special about, you know, him helping them win a championship. And the pressure he was under all year was incredible. I mean, he had the whole city on his back. And he came through for all those people who thought he would never come through. The guy did it. And I'm really happy for him.
All right. You can follow the coach on Twitter at GoDucksKG. Kelly, always a pleasure to catch up. We'll do it again later in the summer. And then obviously I'll get excited when the season approaches.
You got it, buddy. Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right. Our pleasure. Thanks a lot, Coach Kelly Graves.